Assembly Republicans passed the budget they wanted a few weeks ago, and while the Senate changed it, Speaker John Gard says the heart and soul of the original plan is still in one piece.
The goals that many of us have, freezing property taxes, cutting tax on Social Security, cutting the gas tax, are intact. And we want them signed into law as soon as possible.
But Gard had little good to say about the changes Republican senators made to the budget last week. Senators decided to shift hundreds of millions out of one state fund and into another to make it look like the final plan spends fewer tax dollars. They also approved state spending limits that supporters say would put a check on state government. The catch is they could be easily tossed out by lawmakers. And senators signed off on cutting state agencies across the board, only to dump the money back into an account controlled by the legislature. Gard called some of the provisions a mirage, but he said he wouldn't fight the Senate.
I think it would be a mistake to send the budget back over there, because I'm not sure what they do with it the next time.
Gard says it's likely Governor Doyle will veto some of the new budget provisions anyway, but the governor has said he's not sure what he'll do with a new Republican proposal that would have thousands of state employees pay more for their retirement plans. Manitowoc Democrat Bob Ziegelbauer told colleagues that's the wrong place to go after new money.
I would hope that we would recognize that we cannot treat our employees this way by just taking a whack at them whenever we want to balance the budget. This isn't the right way to treat people.
While some Republicans agreed with Ziegelbauer, a proposal to take that measure out of the budget failed. The biggest sticking point on the budget still centers around how much the state will spend on schools the next 2 years. Doyle proposed that the state increase school funding by $900 million over that time. Republicans want to increase school spending by less than half that amount. The governor has hinted repeatedly that he'll use his veto pen on the Republican budget. It's now up to Doyle to decide which parts he wants to scrap. He could also reject the entire document and start the budget process all over, a move Doyle has yet to rule out. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.